From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. A Republican candidate in the race for a Southwest Florida State House district resigned Tuesday after admitting on Monday that she had lied about her college credentials. The resignation comes just days after the withdrawn candidate, Melissa Howard, lied about the degree and posted a photo online of a fraudulent diploma. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Melissa Howard resigned from the GOP primary race for Florida's House District 73, which includes portions of Sarasota and Manatee counties. Howard was initially accused of lying about her degree from Miami University in Ohio by the website Florida News Online. She called the site's accusations false and posted a photo with what appeared to be her diploma in marketing from the school. But the Sarasota Herald Tribune reported that an official from the university says Howard never graduated from the school and that it does not offer a degree program in marketing. At that point, Howard issued an apology and said she would stay in the race. That prompted former Manatee County Republican Party Chairwoman Donna Hayes to send a letter requesting an investigation to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and to the state attorney for Florida's 12th Judicial Circuit. Hayes has not yet received a response to those letters, but says she's disappointed that Republican leaders in Sarasota and Manatee counties were not calling for Howard to resign from the race ahead of her resignation.
This is a misdemeanor of the top level, and so she's going to have to face that. And instead of the Republican leaders investigating the crime, they just decided to drop it. We're not going to answer phone calls, we're not going to do interviews, nothing, and we're certainly not going to take a stand. Well, that's not the Republican Party I know.
Howard's resignation sets the stage for a House District 73 general election battle between GOP candidate Tommy Gregory and Democrat Liv Coleman. John Davis, WGCU News.